Welcome to Women's History Month. I am Dr. Barbara Williams, a physician and sociologist who has lived in Michiana for the last 44 years. This month, WVPE and Indiana University South Bend's Women and Gender Studies program is celebrating women's contributions to Michiana by presenting a series of interviews with contemporary women who are making history. Today, I am pleased to be with Charlotte Pfeiffer, a former South Bend City Council member, a lifelong resident of Michiana, a retired director of diversity at IUSB, and a current associate faculty member in the School of Social Work at the South Bend campus. Charlotte was elected to the South Bend City Council in 1996 and served as its first Black president in 2000. One of her most significant contributions to our city has been the introduction of the Human Rights Ordinance in 2006. While the ordinance did not pass that year, and Charlotte left elected office in 2007, she continued to be an activist in civil and human rights in our community. The Human Rights Ordinance was enacted in 2012, and a county human ordinance for St. Joseph County was passed just 2 years ago in 2017. Charlotte, thank you for your service, your persistence, and your activism. As my first question, I would like you to tell me about how you decided to run for city council and your philosophy about being on such a body.
Well, hello, Barbara. Thank you so much for inviting me to be on this program. It's interesting. I was involved in community corrections for many, many years. And as a result of being a member of the community corrections body, I was in the newspaper a lot. You know, we have a fascination with criminals and criminality. And so every year, every month, actually, we had a board meeting, and it was always in the newspaper, and anything that we did was always in the news. So I had very good name recognition. Cleo Washington was on the was a second district council person, and he's an African-American male. He was a local attorney, very popular. Cleo wanted to see if an African-American could win a citywide election that had never been done before in South Bend. But before he gave up his second district seat, he wanted to make sure that he handed it over to someone who was electable. And that's why he thought about me. So Cleo asked me if I would run in the second district, which was his present position. He was going to run on the city council at large, and I agreed to do it. And we both won, the first time two Black people were ever elected to the South Bend City Council.
What is the Human Rights Ordinance, and why was it controversial? How did it become your priority at that time?
Mm-hmm. Well, my position at Indiana University South Bend was the director of campus diversity. And I had a reputation for supporting underrepresented people. As a result of that, a group of people on the campus were kind of gathering, and they were paying attention to our local human rights, the Human Rights Commission. The Human Rights Commission is a city department, and anyone who is a woman or a person with a disability, or if you're African American, and you felt you were discriminated against in the areas of education, employment, housing, or public accommodations, like being waited on in a restaurant, if you felt you were discriminated against because of those, you could go to this Human Rights Commission, you could report the incident, they would assign it to an investigator, the investigator would, you know, investigate it, and if in fact there was a problem, they would come up with a remedy. However, if you were a gay person and you were discriminated against in those same areas, you had no recourse, you had no basis. And this group called me over and told me about this, and I thought, well, this is easy. I'll just amend the legislation that governs the Human Rights Commission and add sexual orientation and sexual identity to it. Real easy. Well, was I in for a big surprise? It wasn't easy. Good idea, but the easy part, it ended up being a 2-year struggle. And I mean a struggle, too. one of the things that I, and again, I had passed legislation before, so it's not like I was new to passing legislation, and I always had a process. I set up evening small groups for anyone in the community to come and voice their opinion, and I listened to people, and I adjusted whatever I was going to do accordingly. We had wonderful citywide groups. We also did our homework. We looked around at other states and other communities, even in Indiana, to see if anyone else was doing this. Lo and behold, a commission was formed in our you know, state capital. Indianapolis had it. Lafayette, Indiana had it. Fort Wayne had it. And Monroe County, where Bloomington is, already had these legislations. Indianapolis, in particular, attracted our attention because they were a very similar in terms of diversity as we were here in South Bend. So we copied Indianapolis's ordinance absolutely, you know, step by step. There were even a couple of council members from Indianapolis that came up to South Bend and spoke before us. Well, a group formed called Citizens United, and they were, well, I have to tell you, they were vicious. They were vicious, and it was ugly, and it was awful. And we lost by one vote. And that was in 2006.
One vote?
One vote. We lost by one vote in 2006. A year later, I was off of the council. However, as you said, I didn't, just because we lost that one time, I didn't stop being involved. And there was a group called South Bend Equality that came together. And they were people who, some of them were gay, some were allies. And we decided that in our community, that we wanted to be better. We wanted all of our citizens in South Bend, that if they were discriminated against, that they would have recourse. So we came together. There was a new council that came on. Oliver Davis actually amended it and tried to get it passed for just employment. That didn't pass either. But finally in 2012, another new council came and we got commitments from people and the human rights ordinance finally passed in the city of South Bend in 2012.
And it was all from your instigation.
Well, and the instigation of that group at IUSB who wanted something done, and they contacted me, and we worked together.
And back to the first question, do you have a philosophy about serving on bodies such as the city council and public service?
Yes, I feel very strongly that a city council member, the South Bend City is divided into six districts, and then there are three people who serve the whole city, so we have nine council members. So I believe that position is a liaison between the community and the administration. So I took that very seriously. And so one of the things that I did was I organized my district, which was a huge district, into neighborhood associations. Some neighborhood associations already existed, but many parts of the district did not. So where there were ones, I supported them, and where there weren't ones, I got with the neighbors, and we developed these neighborhood associations, which were very strong. And so neighborhoods are the foundation of the city. So that really is my philosophy. A, the city has to pay attention to its neighborhoods, and that the council members' responsibility and duty is to serve all of its constituents.
And then finally, do you have any words of advice for women today about how to, quote, make history, unquote, in our community and beyond?
Well, you know what they say, well-behaved women rarely make history. And so I've never been well-behaved. And most of the women that I support and are friends of mine, and just you don't even have to look at South Bend nationally, internationally. There are always women who misbehave. And so what I would say to young women today is, first of all, find something that you're passionate about, because standing up and making a difference is a very taxing, it's taxing. And sometimes you'll find you're alone. So first of all, if you have passion, you won't burn out. Number two, do your research and be prepared. A lot of times people show up and they don't quite know what to do and they haven't done their homework. So do your homework, do your research. You have to speak up and you must persist. You have to be in it for the long haul. If you get knocked down, you just get up, dust yourself off, and try again, just like we've always heard. But I think that we have to support our young women, and people aren't going to like you when you speak up. People aren't going to like you when you try to change things. Even if you're right, there will always be some opposition. And so be passionate, do your research, be prepared, speak up, and persist.
And I would add to that, keep your friendships for those who agree with you.
Absolutely. Yes, you have to have your support system. People that you go to who love you unconditionally, and will be there for you.
Thank you so much for this interview, Charlotte. And you are one of my best supporters and one of my friends.
Well, thank you, Barbara. I feel the same way about you.
Thank you. This ends our discussion with Charlotte Pfeiffer. Keep tuned. We have many more interviews this month. Celebrate Women's History Month. And remember, there are women making history every day in our community and beyond.